Morning, Mr. President.
Morning.
I'd like to impose a call of the Senate.
Senate is under call.
And the Sergeant-at-Arms be instructed to bring in the absent members.
Yeah, on the motion, all those in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed, motion prevails. Today's chaplain is Senator Gary Kubley. And following the prayer, remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Shall we pray? Creator God and indwelling Spirit, well, here we are, Lord, just a few weeks into a new session. This one is different, though. We have a huge problem to deal with, and we may have trouble agreeing on how to resolve the issue. So today, O God, we ask for the ability to listen to one another's ideas without scorning those with which we disagree or resorting to name-calling in the midst of the debate. Is our tendency to call one another names, Lord, just an indication that our own position lacks an adequate defense, or maybe a move that we feel will allow us to discount the other person so we no longer have to listen to them or take them seriously? Be with us, Lord, and help us to see each person as a creation of yours, to the end that we might see honoring them as an extension of honoring you who created them and now has a fragment of your own spirit indwelling each one of us. Thank you for helping us to see and hear you in the midst of the debate as we honor your people. In your strong name, amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Good message, yeah, Senator. Yeah, good. Secretary will take the roll.
Anderson, Bach, Berglund, Betzold, Bonhoff, Carlson, Chaudhry, Clark, Cohen, Dahl, Day, Dibble, Dill, Dahl, Erickson Ropes, Fishbach, Phoebe, Foley, Fredrickson, Gerlach, Gimsey, Han, Higgins, Ingebrigtsen, Johnson, Jungbauer, Kielash, Koch, Coring, Kubley, Langseth, Latz, Limmer, Laurie, Lynch, Marty, Metzen, Michelle, Moi, Murphy, Olsen, Olson G, Olson M, Ortman, Pappas, Pariseau, Pogemiller, Pretner Solon, Rest, Roebling, Rosen, Rummel, Saltzman, Saxhog, Scheid, Senjum, Sharon, Sieben, Skoy, Skogan, Sparks, Stumpf, Tomasoni, Torres Ray, Vandeveer, Vickerman, Uyghur.
Quorum is present. Next order of business is reports of committees. Senator Pogemiller.
Mr. President.
Senator Pogemiller.
I move that the committee reports printed in the agenda be adopted with the exception of the reports pertaining to appointments.
On the motion, all in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed, motion prevails. Senator Pogemiller.
Mr. President, I move that the reports pertaining to appointments be laid on the table.
On the motion, all those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, motion prevails. Next order of business is second reading of Senate bills. There are two printed on today's agenda without objection, second reading of Senate bills. Next order of business, motions and resolutions. There are three authors' motions without objection. We'll take them as one motion. All those in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed, motion prevails. Senator Rest. Senator Latz, is he in the building? Senator Rest.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate File 137 be withdrawn from the Committee on Health, Human Health, Housing, and Family Security and be referred to the Committee on Judiciary. The bill deals with adoption, and that is the jurisdiction of the Committee on the Judiciary, and both chairs are in agreement.
On the rest, Senator Rest motion, all those in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed, motion prevails. Senator Rest, did you have another one?
Yes, Mr. President. Mr. President, I move that Senate file number 164 be withdrawn from the Committee on Health, Housing, and Family Security and be re-referred to the Committee on Judiciary for the same reason. The bill deals with adoption. That is the Judiciary Committee's jurisdiction, and both committee chairs are in agreement.
Discussion. All those in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed. Motion prevails. There are three resolutions printed on today's agenda. Without objection, they will be referred to the Rules Committee. Next order of business is introduction and first reading of Senate bills. They are printed on today's agenda. Without objection, first reading of Senate bills. Moving on to any other motions? Moving on, we'll go to announcements of Senate interest. Senator Pogemiller.
Mr. President, members, I want to remind you on Thursday we will be honoring the former Secretary of the Senate, and there's a gathering at the Lexington in the afternoon. I hope members will check their calendars and make sure that they're able to attend that. Otherwise, if there are no other announcements.
Without objection, Senator Ortman, Senator Anderson, Senator Chaudhry, Senator Latz will be excused from today's session all day. Senator Clark, did you have a... And Senator Murphy.
Thank you, Mr. President. I, too, have a brief announcement on behalf of the Early Childhood Caucus. Just want to remind you all that we have the Early Childhood Summit on Wednesday at 4 p.m. in the House Chamber. The keynote address will be given by David Lawrence, who is a nationally recognized early childhood leader who's been championing early childhood after retiring as the publisher of the Miami Herald. Jim Houlihan from the Blandon Foundation will be speaking, along with the CEO of Wells Fargo, John Campbell. We also are I'm lucky enough to have a national expert, Louise Stoney, in town, who is going to be doing a presentation in Sarah Stump's committee, as well as for the Early Childhood Caucus at noon on Thursday in 217 in the Capitol. So we're hoping to see everybody there. If you have any questions, let one of us know.
Without any objection, Senator Latz under motions has a motion to be made. Any objection? Seeing none, Senator Latz, you can make your motion.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate file number 6 be withdrawn from the Committee on Commerce and Consumer Protection and re-referred to the Committee on the Judiciary.
And you both chairs are in agreement, and this is your bill. Is that correct?
It's my bill, and both chairs are in agreement.
On the motion, all those in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed. Motion prevails. Senator Senjum, Senator Latz?
Yeah, I have one more motion, Mr. President.
Okay, this is an add-on, I think. Okay, Senator Latz.
I move that Senate file number 140 be withdrawn from the Committee on Commerce and Consumer Protection and be referred to the Committee on Judiciary, and it's my bill, and both chairs agree.
Okay, on the Latz, Senator Latz motion. All those in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed. Motion prevails. Any further back on announcement, Senator Senjum?
Thank you, Mr. President, and... I stand with my co-Rochester Senator Lynch on this one as well, and she may want to speak to it, but I know on behalf of each of us, we want to welcome each of you to Rochester Day at the Capitol. There's a grand party this coming Wednesday night, and again, this coming Wednesday night, 5:30 till 7:30 over at the Armory. It would just be a delight to see all you there, and And beyond that, I know Rochester has put together a gangbang package in the sense of a lot of booths, entertainment, and good food and good drink. And so please, if you can, try to carve a little time out of your schedule Wednesday night to come over. I'd appreciate it, and I know Senator Lynch would as well.
Further announcements, Senator?
Mr. President.
Senator Senjum again. Senator Senjum.
Mr. President, would the majority leader, just yield for a question?
He will yield, okay. Senator Senjum.
Senator Pogemiller, we talked the opening day of session about trying to move the, at least we did from our side, about trying to move the process up a little bit in terms of targets and budget considerations, and we had an amendment and so on and so forth. You all know about that. As I understand it now, the governor is going to give his presentation tomorrow, and on March 4th we hear the forecast, and 30 days after that, per rules, you're supposed to have some initial targets, and then 2 weeks after that there are some additional more finite targets, which takes us all the way to April 18th, literally a month before the end of session. And our plea to you, at least from our side, is, you know, can't we move that up? I think a month, given a $6 billion budget deficit, a month does not give us a lot of time to go through and start then with targets on literally April 18th and have a concluding package, if you will, a month later. So, our plea, our desire, our wish is that hopefully we could move that up a little bit, get everybody's, if you will, ideas on the table, and that we go from there. So, a thought.
Mr. President.
Senator Pogemiller.
Mr. President, Senator Senjum, I agree with you, and we are going to start that discussion today in the Rules Committee about how we maybe could expedite some of this year. And so I agree with you, and it would be good to do that. And that is a reminder, Rules Committee meets immediately upon adjournment in room 125. Mr. President, I'd move that Senate adjourn till Thursday, January 29th, 11 a.m.
On the motion to adjourn, all those in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed, motion prevails.